The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
President Joe Biden says he will meet with President-elect Donald Trump at the Oval Office this week. Trump says he has a lot to do on his first day back in office. His list includes starting up the mass deportation of migrants, rolling back Biden administration policies on education, reshaping the federal government by firing potentially thousands of federal employees that he says are secretly working against him, and pardoning people arrested for their role in the riot at the Capitol on January 6th, back in 2021. Last night, Trump won Arizona, completing the sweep of all seven swing states. Areas with high number of Hispanic voters turned out for the president-elect, including here in eastern Pennsylvania, where Vice President Kamala Harris spent the last full day of her campaign. Harris tried to highlight the ways Trump may have insulted or threatened Latinos, including his pledge to stage the largest deportation operation in U.S. history, but did not appear to make inroads with enough voters. Now, the party must figure out how to win back votes for future elections. But as the party searches for answers, earlier this week, Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont criticized the party for losing the working class. He elaborated on that today on NBC's Meet the Press.
The working people of this country are extremely angry. They have a right to be angry. In the richest country in the history of the world, today the people on top are doing phenomenally well, while 60% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck, and millions of families worry that their kids are actually going to have a lower standard of living than they do.
Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi disagreed with the independent senator in an interview with the New York Times.
Let me, with all due respect, and I have a great deal of respect for him, for what he stands for, but I don't respect him saying that the Democratic Party has abandoned the working class families.
At present time, Harris received 10 million fewer votes than Biden did in 2020, although not all the votes have been counted at this time. It's also still not clear at this time who will have control of the House, though Republicans are currently in the lead and just need five more seats to have a majority. In the U.S. Senate race, Senator Bob Casey says he feels he can still win the Pennsylvania race once every vote is counted. The Democrat incumbent trails Republican Dave McCormick by about 40,000 votes, and the AP called that race for McCormick on Thursday. But there are estimated to be at least 100,000 ballots remaining. And there's still time for voters in Philadelphia and the suburbs to verify their ballots. If there were issues with it, you can reach out to your county's election officials to get that done.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.